We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I'm Voice of the Buffaloes, Mark Johnson, and this is your Buffs Daily for Thursday, January 9th. The Buffs basketball team is midway through this light week with only having one game of the Pac-12 slate this week, playing their travel partner Utah on Sunday. Coming off the disappointing loss to Oregon State this past weekend, the week is creeping by for head coach Tad Boyle and his Buffaloes.
Well, it's just a long week. It was a disappointing loss, and, you know, you've got that taste in your mouth until you play. We don't play again until next Sunday, and that's what's disappointing. It was a disappointing loss to our players, to our coaches, I know to our fans, deservedly so. This is an opportunity for us. We won't get another one-game week until March when we play Utah again. I think the last regular season game of the season. So from here on out, after this week, it's two games a week, and school starts on Monday. So this is a critical week for us to improve as a team and get better and hopefully get this taste out of our mouth on Sunday. But, you know, Utah is, they beat Oregon State by, 12 or 14, whatever it was, and we didn't. So Utah's a good team, solid team, tough team, well-coached team.
So the Buffs are back in the practice court today and wrap up their three-game homestand on Sunday at 4 p.m. with the Utes coming to town at the Event Center. Our coverage in the Colorado Basketball Network begins at 3:30 with the Buffs warm-up pregame show. The game will air in Denver at 850 KOA and 94.1 FM. For more on the Buffs prep for Utah, make sure and check out Neil Welk's coverage currently at CUBuffs.com. Well, after playing almost a full month away from the CU Event Center, the Colorado women are looking forward to a little home cooking. The Buffaloes return against Southern Cal on Friday, kicking off a three-game homestand. The Buffs under J.R. Payne coming off what has to be the toughest road trip in college basketball last weekend, falling in a lopsided game at number 2 Oregon on Friday before giving number 3 Oregon State all it wanted in a 12-point loss on Sunday. And the Buffs head coach says those two games and the way her team responded was an eye-opening experience for her squad in regards to what it takes to play at the highest levels.
And it is what we're talking about. Now those are probably the two best teams in the league. You know, Stanford and UCLA are also in the top 10. But to be able to really, truly compete Sunday, I mean, we had a chance to win that ball game, and to know, thank goodness it's over. You know, we don't have to go back to Eugene this year. I think bodes well for our future and confidence.
Yeah. So the Buffs haven't played a game in Boulder since December 12th. That'll change on Friday night with the Trojans of USC coming to town. And then to close out the weekend versus number 10 UCLA on Sunday at 12 noon. That's part of the split doubleheader with the men. The CU women and the Bruins Bruins will tip it off at noon. The Utes in town to take on the men at 4 o'clock that afternoon. And the CU track and field program opens the 2020 season this weekend at home in the Potts Invitational, with field events Friday starting at noon and running events beginning Saturday at 11 a.m. Both squads enter the season ranked in the top 12 in the nation after yesterday's USTF CCCA indoor track and field preseason rankings came out. The women ranked 12th, the men for the Buffaloes ranked number 10. I'm Voice of the Buffs, Mark Johnson, and this has been your Buffs Daily.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers, hunt for muddy puddles, and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig, inspiring kid confidence.